standby satellite. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. You've been living in a dream world. This is the world as it exists today.
The only thing that restricts the activities of the surveillance state are policy. They'll say that because of the dangers that we face in the world, we need more authority. We need more power.
Surveillance is at an all-time high. The Constitution is being violated every day. Your gun rights are disappearing day by day. Learn how to fight back legally and responsibly. With your host, Steve Cates, on A Call to Rights. Call him now, 602-277-5369, or nationally, 1-866-536-1100.
So, as we set out to defeat the divisive forces that would take freedom away, I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice, from my cold, dead hands.
And now, here's your host, Steve Cates. Always refuse to be a victim.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to one of the fastest growing shows here in this particular radio market and here and around the world, the Call to Rights radio show. I'm your humble host, Steve Cates. For well over 10 years, we've been doing this and sitting behind the microphone here of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're so proud to do it. A radio show that started long time ago with the main theme of this. Always refuse to be a victim, because in our humble opinion, a victim is simply someone with no options. Always fight back legally and responsibly, and never, never be a spectator in the fight for freedom. Welcome to November 3, 2019. In exactly 1 year, America makes its choice again for who the next president of the United States will be. But first, I want to say hello to all of our Facebook Live folks around the nation and around the world before we introduce our very special guest here at this particular radio show, the Call to Rights radio show. Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, and especially those of you watching us on Facebook Live. It's obvious that I cannot respond back to you, but I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and so does the entire staff of this radio station for joining us in this next exercise in freedom. I thought this important before we go ahead and announce our first guest, who will be our only guest for the entire hour. With that presidential election 1 year away today, William Maddox of the James Madison Institute wrote a great recent op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and it symbolizes this theme, a third term if Trump would avoid conviction over impeachment. What happens if Trump is impeached by the House but acquitted by the Senate? So the article goes, according to an op-ed essay published Wednesday in the Wall Street Journal. Trump should be allowed to run for a third presidential term in 2024. How about that? In the essay, William Maddox of the conservative James Madison Institute, a think tank in Tallahassee, Florida, goes on to say that the impeachment process should be similar to the replay challenge rule in the National Football League. And in case you're not familiar with that, it goes on to say, in the NFL, coaches may challenge referee rulings, but if the challenge is lost, the coach's team loses one timeout. And he further goes on to say, amending the U.S. Constitution will allow presidents to run for a third term, that is, if they avoid conviction in an impeachment proceeding, and that would discourage the use of impeachment for mere politics. Let's hope that smarter heads do prevail and smarter minds as we continue to talk about the scam that Adam Schiff is running. Ladies and gentlemen, we implore you to come in and join us on this radio show. The local Call to Rights hotline is simply this, 602-277-5369. Get in early on the conversation, and our producer, Josh, will welcome you to the conversation. All we ask is that you stay on measure, and you can also call us nationally at 1-866-536-1100. And once again, thank you for watching us on Facebook Live. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about something that is very important, at least to me, and hopefully to all of you out there. Targeted justice. What happens when individuals are illegally targeted? And I want to set the stage by saying this. It's like phantoms in the brain. Targeted surveillance and the theft of free will. And who we have today is co-founder of an organization known as TargetedJustice.com, in the background. Maybe our Facebook Live viewers can see the T-shirt emblazoned there. Ladies and gentlemen, targeted justice, bringing justice to targeted individuals. The lady that's sitting to my right gets this wonderful introduction. Midge Mathis, with a fierce passion for human rights and justice, Midge conceptualized the idea of targetedjustice.com and was one of the four co-founders. The inception was the product of the successful 2017 Unity and Hope Conference, and the organization was established in December of 2017. Midge has been an advocate for human rights in various capacities in her entire adult life. For many years, Midge was an ombudsman and an EMT in the healthcare field at several hospitals in Phoenix, Arizona, as a liaison between the medical staff and the public, working in various departments which included emergency medicine and behavioral health. Midge also worked for the Board of Behavioral Health for Governor Symington and Governor Hull for the state of Arizona here. Her advocacy work also included facilitating a support group for the families of firefighters in the Phoenix metro area. And at one point, Midge obtained her real estate license, becoming a real estate investor. The proper term for that is realtor. We'll continue now by introducing Midge Mathis. Good morning, Midge. Thank you for talking with us about a subject that's so important.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you may want to bring that microphone a little closer to you so our audience can hear exactly what we're
so
about
much.
To talk about. Now, you and I have been conversing on the phone. She's an awesome individual, and let her go ahead and decide how and how she wants to conduct this interview with me, the host. But even more important, we both agree that what's happened ever since Edward Snowden's revelations about secret things going on in our government, the American people and people of the world should know what's happening. Talk about this organization and primarily what its main purpose is. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you for having me on. We're trying to get the word out about what is happening. It is a phenomenon that is occurring around the globe, and we're called Targeted Individuals. Targeted Justice is a group that was formed as a 501c3 nonprofit organization to bring awareness to what is happening to innocent citizens. Many of us are whistleblowers to government corruption. I call myself an accidental whistleblower. You've gotten caught in the crosshairs of something or two people that are big business people, billionaires, whatever. And also, if you have disclosed something to someone, I mean, there's all kinds of variables that people get put into this program. And it is a program. It is a government global program. And so Targeted Justice, our goal is to expose this program and to shut it down.
Midge is just back from a recent conference, and her activities as an individual citizen here with her organization in Washington, D.C. We'll be talking more about that. I hope you don't mind me reading directly from your website. You do it better, but I want the audience to hear something important, and I quote, "What is a targeted individual? Targeted individual is someone that has been selected by the deep state, usually FBI, DHS, or CIA, to unwillingly participate in experimental government torture program." That's right. This program was developed under the CIA's MKUltra project and is designed to break down the individual and neutralize the person using psychological, physical, and emotional stress. The ultimate goal of this program is to control the entire population through intimidation, fear, and threats. Political activists, labor union leaders, scientists, and whistleblowers, some of the main targets of the program. However, some people are randomly chosen. Family and spousal relationships are usually destroyed as part of this psychological torture. That's a horrible thing to have to read, but very true as it's emblazoned on your website. Comment on this even more. I mean, it's just outrageous that this even goes on.
Oh, it's horrible. And so if you try to get any help, it's hard to get help. There are actually businesses that will not do anything for targeted individuals. They have these coalitions that have been put into place. Doctors are being told to commit people who talk about who come in and talk about certain subjects, to commit them to mental hospitals because they are speaking truth. And I mean, this is outrageous that this is happening. It's no different than when Pol Pot took over Vietnam.
Wow.
And, you know, all of the villagers were rounded up that wore glasses, and subsequently they were killed. They were shot.
Say that again. Who wore glasses?
They wore glasses because they were deemed to be...
Well, thank goodness I don't have to take mine off right now. Right?
Because they were deemed to be the most intellectual, that they were intelligent.
And I think you mean Cambodia, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not Vietnam. Okay.
Thank
but
you.
No, not to stand on the correction. More importantly is the horrors. And, you know, this is so amazing, folks. I'm not preaching to you, the audience watching this or listening. Midge is living proof here, and she hasn't really had a chance to say a lot here. But when we come back from this first break, Midge, I want you to talk about these FISA courts and how dangerous this really is to America's freedom. The main theme that I've been trying to get along in this program, and those watching on Facebook Live, maybe you agree with us, maybe you don't, maybe you think I'm making this stuff up, but no, people like Midge Mathis, she's here to testify about something that is really obstreperous and very damaging. We all carry these little things called cell phones, smartphones, and you know, the truth of the matter is, how do we get away, Midge? I mean, maybe this is a tough question to answer in just a few minutes. How do we get away from this overt surveillance? I think you have some ideas. It's at an all-time high, as we say in our introduction. What do we need to do?
You know, first of all, we need to change the laws because this whole idea of surveillance, illegal surveillance, it is against our constitutional rights. It's against our civil rights. There were three billboards in the Phoenix area last year that were addressing the contract stalking. And these are contracts that are placed out on people illegally. And people are making money off of these surveillance companies, you know, on our, on targeted individuals. This is all corrupt. There is a global corrupt cabal, the deep state, which is doing this to anyone that they deem that might be, you know, someone that might know something or that they might be able to bring to somebody down in the deep state. And so, you know, for myself, I am just a mother and a grandmother. Never in my life did I ever think that I would be in this position. But I am not a victim, and I have chosen to fight back.
Well, Midge, of course, has been targeted herself, but we're going to spare her the details of talking about those deep emotional subjects and do it, I hope, in the spirit of trying to help other people who are going through such a horrible rendition of things that should be outlawed and illegal as we approach this first break of our radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, get in with your questions and comments, 602-277-5369, nationally, 1-866-536-1100. It looks as if we're ready to go to that break here in just a moment or so, and we'll wait down for the countdown to see exactly where we are. Well, back here on Call to Rights, this is the radio show that's been around 10 years, guaranteeing us nothing. Midge Mathis of an organization known as TargetedJustice.com. She's here to talk with us, bringing justice, that is, to targeted individuals. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after these important commercial announcements, which keep this radio show alive and well. But you are the missing component, so we're waiting for your call.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
The CIA owns everyone of any significance in the major media. A quote from William Colby, former CIA director. As we move through time and space, 20 minutes after the hour, on this important Sunday, November 3, 2019, 1 year to the date from the next presidential election here in the United States. Midge Mathis, co-founder of TargetedJustice.com, is our very special guest, and we'll get back to her in just a moment. But I want to invite all of our veterans and all of those that love this radio show so much. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you all. Join me in a special event that will take place on Tuesday, November the 12th, in celebration of all veterans, as we appear and meet at the Chandler Alamo Theaters at 5:30 p.m. for a special question and answer session that I'll be doing. I'm honored to do this with the movie Midway. It's been getting rave reviews out there. But more important than me is our very special guest, 97-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor Jack Holder will be there, and we do have some special gifts to give out during that time. And folks, if you haven't met Jack Holder, here's a man, no matter how many times he's been shot at by Japanese Zeros and all other things in the war, flying the PBY Catalina, it'd be just an honor, ladies and gentlemen, just to come down and shake that man's hand and see a great movie. Again, Chandler Alamo Theaters with me, Steve Cates, your host of the Call to Rights radio show, doing the Q&A Tuesday, November 12th, 5:30 p.m. You can go to the Alamo Drafthouse website and get your tickets right now for that 5:30 showing. Midge Mathis, thank you again for joining us. I wanted to have you comment on something that maybe most people out there don't know, and we rejoin with our Facebook Live audience. talk about these FISA courts, because this is something dangerous. And most Americans, whether they're coming out of church or having coffee, or maybe they're not even listening to the show because they think freedom's free, describe the FISA courts.
Well, the FISA courts, and there are FISA judges, these illegal surveillance companies and the warrants put out on targeted individuals, they go through the FISA judges and the FISA courts. And it's no different. This is exactly what happened to President Trump. They put out a FISA warrant on his name through a FISA judge and a FISA court. And so what is happening is that nobody is notified of anything. These are illegal courts. They need to be abolished. No one is notified. There's no due process.
No accountability, right.
Nothing.
No accountability at all.
Absolutely nothing.
To the American people.
But I will say this. the FISA abuse report by the Inspector General Horowitz and the final remedy for the unconstitutional terrorist watch list by Judge Tringa could be out this week.
Oh, really?
So I'm really looking forward to that, because what has happened is that someone like myself and other targeted individuals, we have been put on the terrorist watch list, not notified, no due process by these FISA judges.
Well, some of the ramifications for that are pretty simple. I mean, I flew around the country in a previous life selling and working with law enforcement agencies with firearms and body armor. And I remember traveling and always wondering, what does it take to get on that no-fly list? So you're saying, and I hope I'm hearing this right, that it's pretty easy to be put on a no-fly list through this type of stalking or interrogation through a FISA court?
Yes, absolutely. But some people are put on the no-fly list and others are put on just a watch list. And so most of us are on a watch list. And we haven't done anything. We're innocent citizens.
This has got to stop. I mean, this
it
is insane, people. Watching this here on Facebook Live, our very special guest for our radio audience, which is equally important, is Mitch Mathis, a co-founder of Targeted Justice, targetedjustice.com. Their theme is bringing justice to targeted individuals. I'm surprised the phones are not ringing off the hook right now, and they should be. 602-277-5369, nationally, 1-866-536-1100. Do you or any of your family members, have you ever had any kind of interdiction with this kind of thing? And if not, Midge Mathis is here to talk about this. Let's talk more about some of the things. What's gang stalking? This is interesting because I've read so much about it, but you're our guest, and I want to hear from your organization. Define that and talk about it.
Well, gang stalking or contract stalking is a contract that's been put out on your name. And so that you are followed every day. I have been followed since 2014, August of 2014. And so every day that I go out, I am being stalked by surveillance, surveilled, and it's called vehicular stalking. It is stalking by proxy. There are no laws in place for stalking by proxy.
Okay.
It goes before you put on the surveillance list, it goes before the Enhanced Surveillance Advisory Board. Nobody is notified of this, okay? These are illegal organizations that have been put into place in the government, and it is no different than what happened in Germany in, the Stasi movement. It has now fallen over to the United States and it's global. And so it goes before the Enhanced Advisory Board, and the stalking, the company is called Enhanced Stalking. Enhanced, you know, means ultimate. It is a government term that they used.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, please continue. I mean, I want our audience to hear this. And
right.
Those of you watching on Facebook Live, this is too important for me to interrupt. So please continue.
Yeah.
I mean, this is happening. It's happened to you. You're here not to just scream bloody murder. You're here to talk about it. It's a real thing. And talk about some of your friends' experiences that are also and associates in this organization. I mean, obviously, these are people that have had some serious things happen to their civil liberties. I'd like
absolutely.
You to continue.
Yeah, your civil liberties are absolutely absurd, and this is against the law. Like I said, none of us have done anything. And so what happens when you're being stalked is that they do all kinds of stuff. Some people are in car accidents, created car accidents. You're stopped from getting to your location where you need to go. When I try to get out of my community, which is gated, I'll have like five or six cars, you know, coming and going. And it's all just a distraction. It's all to get you upset, a lot of it. So, you know, those of you who are going through this, if you could just ignore it as best as possible, because it's to keep you upset. It's to keep you distracted from what is important.
Right. But, Mitch, not to say that I'm accusing the Clinton Foundation of anything specific. I don't have that information. That would be a false charge. But I'm curious. Let's take an organization like that. If you were critical of the candidate, then-candidate Hillary Clinton, or for some reason you wanted to disclose the illegal funding that they were doing, I wouldn't be surprised. And I use that organization because so many people were concerned about how much power beyond what you see on television. Talk about that, because that's dangerous in itself. So theoretically, if you disagree with someone and they have power and money, they can simply ruin your life. And some people have actually died because of I'm not saying the Clinton Foundation, so the people don't think I'm, you know, going off on a tangent here with things that are not real, conspiratorial. But go ahead, please.
Some of us know a lot of stuff, and we have to protect ourselves. I personally am quite upset by the stories that I hear from people all the time. I mean, I helped a lady who was living in a car with five of her children in Dallas recently to get her housing. And so these folks are innocent. They have done nothing. They're just getting caught in the crosshairs of somebody very, very important, or, like I said, they know something. They've disclosed something. And so this is wrong. I mean, we need to have our civil liberties restored.
Absolutely. You bet.
I'd like to hit on the fact that there are a lot of judges, professionals that are included in what's happening. People are being set up. Their lives are being destroyed, and this is wrong. And I will keep speaking out about this until this is stopped, because this is insane, and it's wrong. It's so criminally wrong.
Well, good for you. And again, thanks to Midge Mathis. She'll be with us for the entire hour, which, by the way, she knows and I know go extremely fast. So what I'm surprised about is the audience that's listening to us in the terrestrial radio side. I'm wondering why the phone hasn't begun to really ring off the hook, and it's really not a thing that I'm saying because I'm upset, hardly. It's just that this is a topic that is so important, and the synopsis from this host, and I know you would agree, and I agree with you, is that our civil liberties in America are being severely, and I say severely, curtailed, and we need, ladies and gentlemen, to get some checks and balances. And something that I remember in college, they always had that bumper sticker that said, question authority. Mm-hmm. And again, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you want things to go the way they allegedly are going, not only in the opinion of Mitch Mathis, but yours truly, this humble host, we're in a world of hurt, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to have something to protect us, and that's what we're talking about. We'll be right back after the hard break at the bottom of the hour, which keeps this radio show alive and well, and do appreciate all of the ones and the people, I should say, everyone out there who's been listening for well over a decade on these subjects, always refuse to be a victim. Midge and I would agree, because a victim is simply someone with no options. Fight back legally and responsibly, and again, thank you to our Facebook Live audience.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
The very definition of a deep state is when the very people, congressional leaders, people who are elected by the people, are not allowed to hear the intelligence reports. Great quote from Senator Rand Paul back in December of 2018, a little less than a year. But ladies and gentlemen, we implore you to join us here in this conversation because it's too important to let slip through time and space. 602-277-5369, 34 minutes after the hour. And if you're just joining us coming out of church or having that 15th cup of coffee, we want to remind you that our very special guest at the top of the hour, Midge Mathis of an organization known as TargetedJustice.com. Just to let the audience of this particular radio show, this portion of the Call to Rights radio show, is brought to you by Tony's Five-Star Transmission. They're located in Peoria, Arizona. I've used them, and I can certainly wholeheartedly recommend them for any of your transmission needs. Give them a call at 623-878-9200. And what I like so much about them is how ethical they are, and this is emblazoned on their business card, and I quote, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others." Tony's Five-Star Transmission, thank you for being part of this. Midge Mathis, let's get back to it. There's actual stories out there that you can maybe share with this audience, and you don't have to use their real names, because If you're thinking, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a joke, it certainly is not. Midge, tell us some of these stories.
There are well-known people who are targets, the largest being Ed Snowden, Julian Assange. There's also Hollywood celebrities that are targets that have contacted our organization. I have high court judges from New Zealand and Australia. I've got all kinds of people contacting Targeted Justice and sending us letters, sending us emails. And so it's in all professions. There's a group of doctors coming forth as we speak who are being targeted for different reasons by the government, and they are forming their own group to talk about their stories. So what's happening to doctors, if I can speak on that for just a second.
Go right ahead. This is amazing.
Is that, so you have a veteran that's come back from the war, and they have PTSD. And so the powers to be tell the doctor, don't give them that diagnosis of PTSD. And if you continue to do so, you have two choices. You have to go in front of the PHP, which is the Physician's Help Program. And they tell you that if you don't listen to what they tell you, then you have to go into a mental facility for 3 months for an adjustment. This is true.
Wow, this is powerful stuff here, folks. And Midge, I'm not trying to cut you off, but this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm a veteran. I go there, and during my normal, as I call it now, interrogation, it should be a friendly question and answer session on what's my health and how is it. You get these questions, and you know this. One, how are you feeling, Steve? And my answer is, great. Two, are you having any thoughts of trying to harm yourself or others? And my response is no. And then comes the insidious question, do you own any firearms? And then that's none of their damn business, but this is well off the charts here. Let's go to the caller line right now. Let's go to line number one. We have Jeff, who, again, I want to thank you, Jeff, for being part of our show last week, as you are every last Sunday of the month on Second Amendment. What say you, and what's your question to Midge?
Thanks for trusting me to do your show, Steve. It's quite a privilege.
Thank you, sir.
So, Midge, I want to ask, you have an organization, but do you have any support from any other organizations nationally? For instance, you hear about QAnon, and supposedly there's some things that are getting ready to drop. Is there any support from the investigation that's going on into the FISA? Is that going to help at all, or are you pretty much out there on an island?
Jeff, thanks for the call. You'll have to take the answer off air because of limited time. We have other
sure.
possibilities. But Midge, that's a great comment or question as Jeff has formed it.
Absolutely. We are now trying to organize with other organizations. We have been put on the website of Peace Pink, Code Pink. Some of those folks are being targeted as well. They have a location in D.C., and we eventually hope to locate to D.C. and get our own home there eventually, because that's where we need to spend our time. So we have recently made 3 trips in 6 months to speak with legislators, and we have spoken with over 300 legislators and or their offices or their civil rights reps, and trying to get the word out and left them information. Everybody was very wonderful to us. It was a great, great experience. A lot of legislators do know what's happening. Some do not. They don't know about, because, you know, these terrorist watch lists, you know, everyone's being lied to or being lied about. And a lot of organizations don't realize, or legislators, that innocent folks are being put on these lists.
Absolutely. Jeff, appreciate the call and what you do for this.
I'm still here, Steve.
Oh, go ahead.
Are someone like you and I on this list? Are we being...
You know, that's a good question. And you know something? I think you and I, Jeff, ought to sit down sometime and maybe have lunch with Midge and find out privately. But you know what? Even more important than you and I, it could be any patriot out there. Let's take the classic example. A person who comes back serving our country as a veteran. You know, what's the threshold of we're now the enemy if we're not already the enemy, if we're Second Amendment supporters, or we're people sitting behind the microphone, because you know NSA and their grandiose computer up in Utah is probably recording every single thing, not only our cell phones. But that's an interesting point, Jeff. And then after that, I think we gotta move along.
Okay, then. Thank you.
No, thank you. Midge, this is important here, and not out of paranoia, ladies and gentlemen. It's out of, you know, do you care? You're sitting there on a Sunday doing what you want to do. You worked, you busted your ass all week, and you're dead tired, and you want to spend time with your family. You go to church. That's an awesome thing. We love you. We're not in control of your lives, but all we're trying to do on this side of the radio side of the equation is to talk with you about something that's not tinfoil hatted. It's got real deep roots, and it's really something serious. How many people, Midge, go out to their local cellular provider? And again, I'm a capitalist. Four lines for $100, unlimited data. It comes to you like the Trojan horse. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. I can watch Netflix when I'm in the shower, or I can be underwater and watch my doorbell. I mean, I'm being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But the point is, when is enough enough? And when are these technologies or surveillance? How do we put the good people on one side and then put the people that need to be surveilled? And, oh, boy, don't we sound pompous. We're the good people? Well, somebody else could say, well, who made you the good people? Mm-hmm. So who does the checks and balances? Who's checking the checker?
Good question.
Right.
Very good question.
Absolutely.
You know, this is, you know, what happened after 9/11 was just awful. And so the Patriot Act was put into place. It was made into law by Barack Obama, and it dispersed and implemented by Eric Holder. A lot of, you know, we were not notified what was in the Patriot Act. And so this illegal stuff has been going on for years, but it really took off after 9/11. So
yes,
it all goes back to that. And anyone that was deemed a problem or whistleblower has been put into these programs without due process. And this needs to stop. It is just so diabolical and so egregious and so illegal.
Absolutely. And I've also, for the audience, not that I make things up as I go along, but I've also been in touch with Edward Snowden's attorney over the last year, and his new book out there, there's a little chance that he might kind of press out an interview. And you bet, we want to hear what Edward Snowden has to say. But equally important is what Midge Mathis is doing. You had a very successful organization meeting and activities in Washington, D.C., and, you know, we have a few minutes to share that with the audience. I mean, these are people that you have contacted to get this information out. Describe that trip to Washington.
Well, it was just wonderful. I just got back from a trip to D.C. We had a rally in the Ellipse in front of the White House. It was wonderful. We had a lot of people show up. I know it's not easy to get to D.C. It's not always mm-hmm. cheap.
Not at all.
And so after that, we encouraged people to meet with their legislators, which they did. But also, we took our signs, our different banners and stuff, and we kind of blanketed the city in different areas, getting the word out about what's happening to targeted individuals. We also protested in front of the CIA headquarters again.
Wow, that takes nerve and good nerve.
Well,
that's interesting. And you were not stopped? I mean, you
we're on public property.
No, that's interesting to hear.
And
so you can do that.
I've done it six times.
Wow. There you go, Midge.
Trying to get the word out, of what's happening to
totally
people.
Totally understand.
And also we went to the headquarters of intelligence as well.
Wow.
And this was never my life before. But anyhow, I'm determined to get the word out what's happening to people. And so it was a great, great success in D.C. And we will continue to do so until this is exposed completely. As soon as it hits 1% of the population, it will no longer be able to be held back. The floodwaters will, floodgates will open wide, and people will know about this.
Well, let's hope that listeners are not, I mean, obviously we have an audience out there. We obviously Facebook Live this. We do appreciate it. Again, I apologize, but in a way that's a little different. It's obvious. It's impossible for me to respond to your Facebook Live commentary, but we will look at it, and we will respond back to it, both Midge and I. And I understand that there's some of you out there that want me to pass on her name to you, and we will do that to this audience. But ladies and gentlemen, for our radio listeners out there, 602-277-5369, nationally, 1-866-536-1100. November the 3rd, 2019, 1 year to another important election here. You know, we don't want to shift gears. Next week and beyond that, we'll talk about the impeachment fiasco that Adam Schiff and so many others in the Democratic Party are trying to perpetrate on this president. You know, isn't it amazing, Midge? How has this man even survived? I mean, it's incredible. He must be a very special gift to all of us, and let's pray to God that cooler heads prevail.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
Into a thousand pieces and scatter it into the winds. A quote from the late President John F. Kennedy, and you all know what happened, sadly, in Dallas, Texas, on November the 22nd, 1963. We've reported on this with so many people that have been there at the scene of this horrific assassination, from Secret Service agents like Mr. Hill and so many people. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about something here on a positive note. What's happening in America with overt surveillance? It's one of the main themes that I like to talk about here on this radio show, because many people are asleep, in my opinion, at the switch. We need to know what's happening. And our special guest, Midge Mathis, he's one of the co-founders of Targeted Justice, bringing justice to targeted individuals, targetedjustice.com. Midge, thanks for joining us again. And I wanted you to continue. Some of the organization members that you have on the board, this is pretty impressive credentials. Let's start off with one that many people may know out there, Catherine Austin Fitz, who, as you may know and many know, I join George Norrie every Monday night on Coast to Coast, and she's also one of their big financial advisors. What a great find in her, but describe her from your side and what she's doing for your group.
Oh, Catherine Austin Fitz is awesome. She does the Solari Report. She brings so much to our organization. She used to work for the Bush administration. She has been a whistleblower to, you know, all the money that has been missing and all the corruption in HUD. And I just admire her greatly, and we're just so grateful to have her on our team as an advisor. We also have Dr. Catherine Horton, who is a physicist, particle physicist. She lives in Europe. She has her own class action lawsuit that she has started in Europe. And Catherine is very brilliant, and I suggest that everyone look her up to see what she has done. She's just amazing.
Put this on the radar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm reading this off of Midge's website, and I quote, "Shooters Aaron Alexis and Myron May are two recent examples of targeted individuals. They were psychologically destroyed using sleep deprivation, intense microwave attacks, and isolation from their family, and they resorted to killing. Voice-to-skull V2K signals can be embedded in the microwave frequency, which allows the government criminals to send constant, hate-filled messages at the target. It's called the Frey effect, or microwave auditory effect, after the famous Dr. Alan Frey." Now, I don't want to come apart here on this radio show with only about 10 minutes to go, but is it possible, and the premise of what I'm reading here, I've already made up my mind, that the gigantic number of large shootings, these crazy shooters all over the country, I think in my mind there's some overt plan that wants to see us lose our Second Amendment rights. Yeah, your host said that, and I'm sure many of you believe it. But imagine if all that is really the source of all that. What say you? That's amazing to hear that.
I say it's true. I think they
want obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. They're trying to set us up so that they can take away our guns and you know, they just want to disarm us in every way possible and to upset what we have always known to be a free society.
Interesting.
And so can I just read off
the five
different types of technology that is used?
Let's hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, Listen up and take notes. And if you'd like, we can actually send you a copy of this radio show if you want, and we'll talk about that.
Well, first of all, they use the smart meters. The smart meters can be used to target a person, and they are controlled remotely. The company that has the smart meters is called Exponent Inc. And so oftentimes, because I have experienced this, they can turn the radiation up that goes into the wiring of the home. Okay, so what you do...
How evil.
You get an IR thermometer. The IR thermometer can measure any given surface of the temperature of a wall or wherever you are in a split second. So I have a video out that I have not posted yet, but I measured the wall of the smart meter on my home, which is on the other side of the garage, and it measured 150 degrees, and it was 47 degrees outside that morning.
Wow.
And all that
case
was
in point.
Coming into the wiring of the home. And so you can feel that you're radiated, but if you go to report that, they're going to say you're crazy. But it's true. The other thing that is being used are the satellites. that have the microwave weapons. It's called Payload. And if you see something that says Payload, that is a clue that there are microwave weapons. They are being weaponized.
Wow.
Okay. So also the cell towers. They can use the cell towers to do the scalar waves, which is very harmful. They can also target someone. And I'm going to say something that I normally never talk about.
Go ahead.
But some of these folks are implanted, non-consensually implanted, and so they're easily targeted. It's just like with your car that has, you know, different devices and stuff that the satellites follow. And also, you know, these are medical devices that have been implanted in people. Now, I've been in the medical field. I knew about some of this stuff, but I didn't know they were being non-consensually implanted in people. They go through med radio, which is medical radio, which the FCC knows about, and some of these devices are not being registered, and I have a real big beef with FCC.
Let me jump in on something here. Last week, we had the privilege and honor of meeting with a very knowledgeable person on Tesla automobiles, and I respect this engineer. I'll keep his name out of it. We were contemplating looking at purchasing a Tesla. Maybe we'll. But I got into one of the 100 models, the beautiful one that has the gull wing doors, you know, about $100,000, not an easy thing to buy. But what I'm saying to this audience is I'm kind of an old school guy. You know, technology is slow to come to me, but that's me. I got in the vehicle and I was doing the autopilot. And for the first time in my life, I felt totally out of control. Obviously, that's what autopilot is. We're driving down the road and I'm asking the person in the back. I said, now it's on autopilot. As I'm getting close at 35 miles an hour, the speed limit, I'm ready to hit the thing and knock it off to hit the brake. And he says, don't touch it. So what I'm saying is these technologies, they can be used for good purposes. We could debate that, whether the autopilot's good at all. But the point is, don't fall prey, ladies and gentlemen, just because these cool technologies, there may be two different items, but the big overt one is, are we losing our rights over this totally insane thing called overt surveillance? And like you say, I'll give you the floor, of course, as our guest. How do we prevent this? What's next? Because you have something that you really want to talk about here in the state of Arizona, and I'd like you to address the audience about what you think should be done, or there's some piece of legislation or something, or tell me about that. You were showing me something before in the green room.
Right. Well, we have, you know, legislation that we'd like to put forward that stops these contract stalkers. It's illegal. It needs to stop. But also, we need to put forth legislation about stalking by proxy. I do have a judge who is supporting me, and she has encouraged me to go forward and speak about what is happening and that there are no laws in place for stalking by proxy. I don't care what they say. All of this is illegal, and it needs to be stopped.
Amen. Absolutely.
This is not right. We are a free society. We have not been informed. No one has the right to surveil us. They're surveilling us in every single way possible. And people need to realize how that is being done. The drones are also being used to harm people or to follow them, and that the drone program is out of Fort Huachuca here in Arizona. And so I can speak about the drones and, you know, the MQ-8 and the 9 and all kinds of stuff. And also there are portable
units. From General Atomics. I mean, these are the people that build these.
Exactly.
And let me say this to the audience. That technology is cool in the battlefield. So if we're using it against Baghdadi, I have no problem with that, but here's the thing. Do we just do it the way I want? Is it nice just to go out and smoke a terrorist with a Hellfire missile, but yet, well, you know, don't ever surveil the American people? Of course not. So that there has to be a balance here, and unfortunately, it seems like Big Brother and maybe Big Mother and all these other entities want to do this so that we're now what? Just one nation electronically, you know, corrupted, and I think we need to stand up. So you get the final few words here as we wrap this edition of the Call to Rights show. Again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll have you as a regular if we can continue to talk about this 5G, all the problems that people experience. Your time, you're up.
Well, I want to mention one of my teammates, Richard Lighthouse, who has done phenomenal work and research. He has ebooks, free ebooks, on his website for targeted individuals. There's so much that people can learn from his books. He used to be an engineer for NASA. And so he has brought to our table a wealth of information. And I'm just so grateful to Richard for helping me bring this organization together and all the information He's very intelligent. He does a lot of interviews. I'd like to see him come on this show if possible one day.
Well, absolutely, Midge. And I think I keep saying this to this audience out there, but we're not getting the same reflection back from you. And that doesn't mean that I'm disappointed at all. I'd rather have 100,000 listeners than three callers. And again, everybody who calls, we love you dearly. But what I'm saying is this radio station reaches far and wide with its 50,000-watt signal. That was said for those that maybe never tuned in before, and hopefully they will in the future. But I've always said we ought to do these town hall-type meetings, and we're trying our best to see how we can effect that. But I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a political candidate, but it takes funding to do that. So that's a conversation that we need to have off-air with so many of you. But if you'd like to get in touch with us on these particular subjects, Midge, is there an email address or something that people can get contact you at?
Yes, please. Go to Targeted Justice Membership, and if you want to email me there, that would be great. Targeted Justice Membership at ProtonMail.com. I have another one called Bella Coola, BellaCoola at ProtonMail.com. That's the name of an Indian tribe in Canada.
I don't know. And you know what's really cool about Proton Mail is that it's a secure, encrypted email server. So guess what? You just did a nice promotion for Proton Mail. I have one, and I send sensitive documents that I believe nobody else should be looking at, not the mothers and fathers and theoretical creators of Google or Alphabet. We should be able to still have, and again, to our best knowledge, that is, what, one of the most secure platforms?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I think so.
Midge Mathis, thank you for joining us here on this radio show. Again, go to her website, targetedjustice.com, bringing justice to targeted individuals. We appreciate the time, and of course, all of you watching on Facebook Live, I promise you, we will go ahead and get you the information. If you wanted a copy of this radio show, we'll use our Dr. Sky email. The special email is drskyshow@gmail.com, because we're proud to be part of that nationally with about 1,000 radio stations and our own shows and other stations around the nation with the other brand. And again, teaming up, of course, for well over 7 years now with George Norrie, the king of nighttime radio, in my opinion, on so many stations on Coast to Coast AM. You'll hear me in commentary like Catherine Austin Fitz on Monday nights during the news segment always. And I want to thank you, above all, for being here today. And thank our producer, Josh, for navigating 50,000 watts. He, of course, a veteran of the United States military. And we thank you for your service. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week on the Call to Rights Radio Hour.
Thank you.